Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Between recording the next episode of my podcast, running a business, and all of the things life throws my way, sometimes it's good to just get away. Hola, ¿qué tal? It's Chiquis here. And let me tell you, I love booking a trip where I can escape. There's nothing like spending a few days at the beach, relaxing and spending time with family. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter your reasons, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Locatora Radio is a radiophonic novela.
Which is just a very extra way of saying
a podcast.
I'm Dios FM.
And I am Mala Munoz.
Locatora Radio is your prima's favorite podcast hosted by us, Mala and Diosa.
We're two IG friends turned podcast partners breaking down pop culture, feminism, sexual wellness, and offering fresh takes on trending topics through nuanced interviews with up-and-coming Latinx creatives.
Known as Las Locatoras, Las Mamis of Myth and Bullshit, The Podcasteras Next Door, and Las Podcasteras Peligrosas, we've been podcasting independently since 2016, and we're bringing our radiophonic novela to the My Cultura Network to continue sharing stories from the Latinx community.
Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 7.
Take us to your network.
Hola, hola, locamores. Welcome back to Locatora Radio. I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
You're tuning in to capítulo 149.
Last time on Locatora Radio, what did we talk about?
We had our Oye Loca segment.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did. And we talked about making new friends in your late 20s.
We gave some sage advice. So go back and listen.
Yeah.
And advice, let us know what you think.
Let us know what you think. Advice for our younger selves. Lots of gems in that episode.
I think so. So today we're going to talk about the state of feminism. There have been some incredible strides over the years. Obviously, we had like our girl boss feminist era. We had our marketable feminist era, our palatable feminist era. We also still like grassroots radical feminists exist, anarchist feminist. All of those incredible things are happening. But at the same time, I'm also seeing a shift. I'm seeing younger women not want to identify as feminist, saying that the current wave of feminists are just about bashing men when men are, when we're technically not physically equal to men. I've heard that verbatim.
Recently.
Recently. That is still being said. So I thought it would be a good idea for us to kind of document and track like what we've seen over the years from when we started on Locatora Radio and where we've seen feminism community evolve or move to and just what's going on.
Oh, my God. The state of things. It is wild out there.
Feels bleak, honestly.
It feels very bleak, especially because the lens that we're using to view this shift is, of course, social media. This is kind of where we're seeing things happening.
Right.
So, like, we're kind of going to, this episode, talk about when we first started the podcast back in 2016, the social media digital landscape as it pertains to, like, feminism.
and social justice and the landscape we're seeing on social media as it pertains to feminism now is, I think, like, to give it a nice little capsule, you know?
Yeah. How have things moved?
How have things moved? Because when we first started, it was very much we were, and our whole kind of peripheral social media, like, community, if we want to use that word, or ecosystem, very much in our men are trash era. Mm-hmm. Lots of, I mean, men are trash merch, men are trash posting, Twitter, Instagram, you know, events, mm-hmm. like media, like, men are trash as a concept, men are trash as an idea, men are trash almost as a politic, like,
right.
very much out there, just kind of like distilling all the problems in the world, patriarchy, femicide, and distilling it down mm-hmm. to this very succinct idea.
Right.
Men are trash.
Right.
That was everywhere. Not so much anymore.
No, I haven't seen that, with the exception of a couple, you know, folks that, like, are proponents, you know.
They're still on it.
They're still on it. And yes, because the thing with the men are trash, and I think where it kind of lost momentum in a way, right, is, like, it's not, none of this is about individual people.
No.
We know that with, when we're talking about white supremacy, when we're talking about rape culture, we're not talking about individual people. But at the same time, there are individuals that carry out abuse, mm-hmm. right? And then the systems in place allow these things to happen. Mm-hmm. So it's both systemic and also individual.
Right.
And so there were, like, many women that took issue with men are trash, especially mothers, right? There were lots of things we saw over the years. But I think that when we came up in 2016, that was definitely the landscape for feminism. It was talking about women very openly, feminists very openly talking about the abuse that they face, the interpersonal violence. And, like you said, putting it in this very succinct way of, like, well, men are trash. And that's why you're being abused. That's why you're being, like, there's sexual violence, like, all these different things. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is this.
Yes. This distinction was made back then, and I think it's important to make this distinction now, and this is going to come up later with what we're seeing today. Men are trash, like you mentioned, coming from a place of, like, critiquing institutions mm-hmm. and these broad scale things. It was always, like, sitting on this foundation of, like, we're talking about real life things, like men murdering women at high rates to the point that nearly every nation in the Western Hemisphere has ongoing femicides. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about missing and murdered women.
Yeah.
We're talking about, we only very recently in the last century have been allowed to wear pants and have bank accounts. Like, that's the foundation that men are trash is based off of. Like,
right.
those very, very real violences against women.
Right.
You know, including transgender women who are women, right? Men are trash also is including patriarchal violence, misogynist violence, and trans misogyny in mm-hmm. its own way, right? So, like, it's not about, oh, like, I feel like right now the feminism, the kind of pop culture feminism, is, like, distilled down to, like, should we be splitting bills?
Right.
Should they be picking you up for dates? Mm-hmm. Do women expect too much from men? It's like there's, like, five questions that get asked over and over and over right. again, over and over and over again. You know, like, are women asking for too much? Are women's expectations too high?
Right.
Should women be splitting bills with, like, it's mm-hmm. it's wild. But that's yeah. what it's all come down to. Those other conversations about, like, the structural stuff, I feel like, is not as.
No. And I think.
Popular.
Yeah. And I think that's because so much because of capitalism and just this society that we live in the U.S. that is so individualistic, so much of it has become about choice, like choice feminism, right? You can, and choice is so important, we know that, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. But I think the collective and the community struggle has gotten erased, or it's not included anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, so much of it is about, like you said, the splitting the bill.
Lord.
So much of it is about the choice. The choice that each individual person makes. And I think that that's where it's why it's falling flat, because it's not about systemic issues anymore. And that's what, like, the feminism from the 60s, 70s and beyond was about, collective struggle and liberation, especially mm-hmm. in, like, womanism, intersectional feminism. But now it's very much like, I don't like what it is now. It's the stay at home girlfriends. Again, going back to choice. Right?
The stay at home girlfriend content. The trad wives,
like you brought in the in our previous episode, right? So much of it is like the choice that you still have, like because you're able to make this choice to even stay home and be a quote traditional wife, that was still made for you by the women that fought for that, for you to have that choice. Again, collective liberation.
Yeah, no choice. There is not one choice that any of us make today that we make independent of like struggles that were fought before we were even born.
Right.
Like none of our choices are independent of like the history that came before us. Mm-hmm. Like none of our choices are separate and apart. The like you're saying, this is the only reason we even have these choices.
Yeah.
And so like there's a lot of content online and it is a lot of white women. And I think that's interesting too, that are like talking about, and we hear this thing, if I was born in the wrong century, I wish I was born in the 50s. Do you really?
Do you know what you're saying?
Do you understand what it was like to be like a woman in the 50s? Especially if you're unmarried, especially if you don't come from money. Like the list goes on and on and on. You know, the options that we have today just literally did not exist back then. It's not even a matter of wanting to or feeling like it, or it's your ethic or your politic or your desire. It's like, it's just not available to you.
Right. I mean, to think about like all of the queer folks, right, of that era that couldn't live their authentic lives, that had to marry, you know, be in hetero marriages, that could never fully come out. There's just so, like, if you factor in race, there's just so many reasons to critique that idea of I was born in the wrong time period. And it's just wild.
And, like, let's be really honest, you guys. Housewives of the 1950s, were they really choosing their own husbands?
No.
They had, come on, y'all. Look at your grandmothers. Look at your great grandmothers and tell me all of them chose from a catalog of Prince Charmings. They chose their ideal Prince Charming.
Right.
Who gave them the ideal stay-at-home life. Give me an effing break. You know what I mean?
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta SkyMiles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Yeah, I mean, I'm glad you brought up the 1950s because literally in the 1960s is when the feminine mystique came out, you know, by Betty Friedan. And of course, that has had its own critiques now. You know, so much of it was on like white women that were able to go and have, they were basically depending on labor, mm-hmm. primarily by like immigrant women and women of color, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It was a very class specific essay theory, however, mm-hmm. that did come out of the 1950s and 60s mm-hmm. and women having to be home and having to be the caregivers and having no other options. And so it's interesting to see, I think also like, well, what are the feminist outlets media that exists now?
Nearly none.
Right. So in 2022, Bitch Media, longtime feminist media publication, folded in 2022. And that was one of the last standing feminist publications. And so I'm also thinking like, okay, with all of this yep. conversation chatter happening online, there's also a lack of publications of media.
Yeah. Our media literacy in general across the board, all the way down. I feel like I'm no like web historian, but I would venture to say that like the amount of misinformation and buy into misinformation has probably never been higher. This is probably the worst it's ever been, right? Like as we just advance in technology and society, there's no way that there is a period of time where the spread of misinfo and propaganda was worse. Like this has to be the worst time in recorded human history. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, there was a study that came out recently about the literacy rate in the US. It's like below the sixth grade reading level.
Very bad.
You know, and so I think that that's definitely like all connected.
While media literacy is probably the worst it's ever been. And you know what? Literacy is, there's never been more media.
Right.
The literacy has no chance of catching up
right.
to the media. The media is growing at such a cancerous rate while our schooling and education is not growing at all.
Right.
Like we will never catch up.
Right.
And become competent, unfortunately. And the royal we, like all of us right. collectively. And let me tell you something. If you put it on the internet, a lot of people are apt to believe it.
Yeah.
People will believe just about anything. Mm-hmm. And that's just like real. And so I think there's also this banning of books going on.
I was about to say, yeah, because even if so a lot of my like feminist awakening came in undergrad, right?
Same.
I had feminist leanings when I was in high school. I went to an all-girls school, you know. Mm-hmm. So that wasn't out of place or out of norm. But if you have access to feminist text novels, even doesn't have to be like textbooks, right? Or theory, but just novels of different viewpoints in your school library, at your local library. That's crucial. Mm-hmm. At the same time, with the media literacy declining, we also have book banning happening all across the U.S.
Right. And let's remember, if they are removing any critical race theory from schools, if we're applying an intersectional understanding of things, that's going to include texts by women of color, mm-hmm. by Black women, by Native women, by Latinx authors, because our feminist theory is also grounded in like an intersectionality mm-hmm. and a perspective that is grounded in like, okay, this is not white feminism. This is its own thing, right? So all of that to say, while our media literacy is on the decline and books are being banned and theory is just not getting into the hands of young people, there's the Andrew Tates and the incels of the world are doing very well.
Yeah.
I think he maybe, I don't know, did he get arrested? I think I may have seen something on Twitter.
Yeah, he was arrested in Romania. He's like currently detained.
Lord.
It was a whole saga. I'll have to fill you in.
Oh my God, okay, fill me in. I'm not up to snuff. I'm not up on my Andrew Tate
yeah.
knowledge right yeah. now.
The only reason I know about Andrew Tate is because he was detained in Romania and he essentially like told on himself. I guess the Romanian authorities had been trying to track him down.
Stop.
And Greta like tweeted at him.
Greta Thunberg
tweeted at him and he responded with like a photo of himself and with like boxes of pizza next to him. And the pizza company was like in Romania. Which is how they were able to prove he was in the country, which is why he was arrested and being charged with human trafficking and rape violations.
No.
It's bad. It's bad. And so with that, now
he's a bad man.
He's a bad man. He's a predator. There's obviously evidence. And now it's his supporters saying, oh, they're just trying to cancel him. It's the left. It's this. It's that. So even that's what really scares me, right? Mm-hmm. It's like even with evidence, even with multiple reports of past partners saying he raped them, it's not enough. It's never been enough. But even more so now with incels, with women even like not wanting to be feminist, thinking feminism is about bashing men, right? It just, this little Venn diagram of these like incels and then women who are like dumb.
Yeah, frankly to be plain.
to be frank.
Yeah.
Like,
it's not bad. It's not smart, you know, it's ignorant.
There is this quote that circulates on Twitter every so often, and this is why I'm saying dumb. And the quote is, I do not support all women. Some of you are very dumb.
Very, very dumb. At best, misinformed. You know what I mean?
Very misinformed.
Very misinformed. What's interesting to me is like, and of course this brings up the whole notion of like pick me's, mm-hmm. who will like throw women under the bus for any and every reason, does not matter what mm-hmm. it is, to like appeal to men.
Yeah.
Right? To be like liked by men. Mm-hmm. And what you're also talking about with Andrew Tate is just this ongoing reality. I mean, it's just almost like it's like a circus how this happens every so often. Man does terrible, awful, horrible, bad things where there's lots of evidence documented. Photo, video, phone call, reports, witnesses, violence, what have you. And he's never been more popular. I mean, Tekashi 6ix9ine to Johnny Depp mm-hmm. to R. Kelly to Tory Lanez. I mean, the list is just nonstop, on and on and on and on and on.
Yep.
It's almost a guarantee to boost your popularity if you are literally hurting women, or at least talking about hurting women or talking badly about women. Like all the women who are, I'm talking to you, all the women who are like, yeah, like feminism's only about bashing men. Why are you so happy about the men bashing the women then? If you don't like the bashing, then right. why are you so supportive of the men not only verbally bashing, but physically harming? Like right. what is, I don't understand.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hatred of women. I mean, right. it's misogyny.
It's misogyny. We know that.
We know what it is.
But it's still like, why and how do you get there? And I'm going to say something. Okay, I love, obviously, DIY, indie, do it. Everyone should do what they want to do. But I also think, like, we're also at a point where because there's misinformation, not enough media literacy, not enough indie publications in general that produce real news, fact-checked, ethical news, lots of people have their TikTok podcast. Lots of people have their chatcast. Lots of people have a blog or an Instagram page, and they're circulating the misinformation. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's just all connected mm-hmm. and why we have women talking about, you know, men are supposed to go out in the world and they're stronger and they're supposed to go do what they need to do to earn money, and like we're naturally mothers, and so mm-hmm. we can be at home with them mm-hmm. verbatim mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. I have my issues with that. It's like the access is important,
yeah,
but what are you doing with it mm-hmm. that's actually positive mm-hmm. in the world?
Yeah, truly.
And uplifting and educating people. Like, not everything needs to be educational, but right. it needs to be like grounded in some truth and reality, please.
A little bit.
Hola, ¿qué tal? This is Cheekies from the Cheekies and Chill podcast. For whatever reason, or absolutely no reason at all, sometimes we all just need some time to turn off and get away. A lot of times on the My Cultura podcast network, our storytellers share their adventures and tips for living our best lives. And why not? With the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card, you can easily check off all those dreamy destinations, como la playa que viste en ese show, or climbing that mountain on your screensaver. I see you. No matter what kind of traveler you are, and no matter the reason, the Delta Sky Miles Platinum American Express card is the way to go. If you travel, you know.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Like you said, indie DIY, some of the greatest artists like ever have come from an indie DIY sort of background, just cutting it in the garage, recording it at home, putting it out by yourself. Mm-hmm. We come from that tradition.
Yeah.
We also scrutinize ourselves a lot.
Yeah.
We also like, yes, there's an improvisational side. Yes, there's a chit-chat side. Yes, there's a fun side. But we also, like, over the years, we really scrutinize ourselves very heavily. And we don't put everything out. And we stop ourselves all the time. And not all of our ideas are good ideas. And not all of our thoughts need to be shared. We seek to learn and to do research and to talk to people and to, like, expand our horizons. And I think that that's an important thing that is often missing from this podcast space.
Yeah.
You know?
And I want to add to that because I know I did start with the indie, but it's also not just indie.
It's like not. It's
Joe,
really
Joe
not.
Rogan has a podcast on Spotify.
Oh, yeah. And we've all seen,
you know,
that horrific drama unfold.
Right. And so it's also network podcasts. It's established influencers, what have you, that have their shows that are spreading misinformation and just regular people, right? Like non-influencers. But I think, yeah, there has to be like a level, like some standards. And it's super problematic. Like that uh-huh. It's problematic. It's misogynistic. And
it also just makes me sad and bored.
Yeah.
Because it's like, bro, are you guys still talking about this same? Should men do this and women do that? Or mm-hmm. should men do this and women do this? Like, it's yeah. so boring, you guys. Like, what else? What else is out there? And mm-hmm. and I don't want y'all to think that we're just talking about like, oh, you guys are just criticizing Gen Zers who are learning about this and coming to their own. It's not.
It's not Gen
it's
Zers.
It's not Gen Zers.
It's really not. The people we're not naming, but we've seen.
Our age and older. Been around.
Mm-hmm. They're old enough to know and to get access.
It's just
to
so
have access.
It's so annoying. It's so boring.
It's boring. It's boring and it's not Gen Z at all.
It's not Gen Z at
and
all.
And we're very conscious of not criticizing, critiquing Gen Zers and TikTokers because we don't want to be old heads. Like,
no, but at the same time, there is bullshit on TikTok.
At the same time, yes. We have a whole episode on that, on the purity culture episode.
Yeah, you guys have seen it.
Yeah. I don't know if it's the flip side, but something I have seen online is, you know, a lot of women now, because of the nature of social media, are also sharing, like, loving being single, like their single life.
Oh,
they
my gosh,
travel.
Yeah.
Their income, mm-hmm. their disposable income, all like the space they have in their life for everything, for mm-hmm. what they want, right? And then you see when it once it gets to the wrong place in the internet, you see men say, oh, ask me and tell me in 20 years how you feel uh-huh. when you're all alone, you know, as mm-hmm. if that's how they're measuring their yeah. life and their future and their success, right? And yeah. so much of it of women that share that they don't want to have children and that's their choice that they've made. always comes back to, oh, but who's going to take care of you when you're older? As if that's a reason to have children, right?
Yeah. And also fascinating because men do that. They dangle that like, well, you're going to be unmarried in 20. Mm-hmm. You're going to be an unmarried old lady. And to that, I say, like, honestly, like, really take an accounting of your circle and your community and the old people that you know. Name the old women who are like happily married and thriving, who are being taken care of.
I don't know any because
name them.
To be honest, when I think of like my elders, right, many of them are divorced, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that you find community, and I mean community in the literal sense, like people to take care of you, people that you're are helping you live, right, that are just taking care of you, you're in community with, right? You find those people. It doesn't need to be a spouse. It doesn't need to be children either.
Yeah.
You know? That's why you'd have friends. Like, that's why you have people.
That's why you have community.
That's why you should foster relationships outside of spouses.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And children.
It's just for women especially who have been or could be married to men, like, it's very literally dangerous to, like, only depend on a husband.
Absolutely.
Feminism has shown us alternative options. Not shown us alternative options, has built alternative options and access to those options and to those ramps.
Yeah.
Again, literally bank accounts and pants, dude. Like, let's just start with the basics.
The basics.
The very basics. You know, that promise of being taken care of by your husband, I don't see it fulfilled as often as we hear about it. It's really not that common.
No.
And I'm talking about old people.
Yeah.
You know, like, yes, of course, my parents are still married. They're happily married. They've been married for over 30 years. That's one couple.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people in the world.
I feel like your parents you know? Are honestly an anomaly.
They are.
Yours and like my other best friend's parents, like far and few.
There's not that many.
Yeah.
And I'm going to venture to say, if you do know people who have been married for a very long time, is that where you want to be in that dynamic?
Right.
Actually think about the dynamic and think about the relationship and actually break it down. And if you're a woman, is that literally where you want
to
be?
I think I am actively trying to see what married means for me.
Oh, totally. It's different for literally every couple.
I'm like, we are not a traditional couple. And I will continue to be my feminist self. We said it in our vows.
It was literally in the vows.
We both did. And, you know, I'm just going to leave it at that.
And that's important because I feel so often what happens is like someone gets married and it becomes, well, no, you got to get married, you know? And the other piece is we're also not telling women not to get married.
Right.
That's also not what we're saying.
No.
Because marriage, family, love, building a home,
tax benefits.
The basics, the important things, marriage, sharing of resources,
right,
which is, can also be a demonstration of love. And in a capitalist society, if you can share your resources with someone you love, you want to do that.
Right.
Right. Like marriage, like, is not something we're also saying stay away from.
Right.
But it's like this anti-feminist thing where it's like, do not pursue justice and equality.
Right.
Because what if you can't get married?
Right.
And again, all the like studies and statistics and like write-ups are out there about unequal division of labor.
Yep. Weaponized incompetence.
Weaponized incompetence, which is what?
Which is when a man pretends he doesn't know how to do something, a very basic thing, washing dishes, usually feminized labor, and he pretends he doesn't know how to do it. He's incompetent so that you take over and do it. It's very common.
Very common. Very, very common. And then if you're like the wife in this situation, then or the female partner, you're probably doing twice as much work. Like the work you would do just to maintain yourself, now you are also taking care of your partner.
Another human.
Yeah, because
that's an adult.
They can't do it. And like something else that we've talked about in previous episodes, you know, our media landscape has changed a lot. When we started, there wasn't as much video content as there is now, unless it was on YouTube. And TikTok wasn't even in existence, right? And now it's very video heavy, video forward, very influencer centered stuff. I feel like back then it was more like collectives and pages and projects. Yeah. And now it's individuals very much. And videos drive media right now, social media. And like we've discussed in social in past episodes, we put this observation up against like the fact that so many TV shows get canceled and canned and then are not available to watch. Gordita Chronicles, Gentified, you know, these other shows that would otherwise be like coming of age, like people grow up with the characters discover themselves, identity development, interactions with other people. Like we had growing up in the TV shows we were watching, whether it's like Lizzie McGuire or Raven Baxter,
the Cheetah Girls,
they're having experiences about who they are, their identities, and how that relates to their friends and their community and their parents and stuff. But when shows like this now for the new gen, they're not getting renewed. They're not available to watch anymore. Like how do that element, too, I think, is missing.
Yeah.
So like, OK, we can follow influencers for years, though.
Right.
You know? Oof. Dang. I think we've uncovered something else.
Oh, man.
Like these kids, who are they going to be able to say? I mean, maybe I'm out of the loop. Maybe I don't know. But I'm wondering.
I think that there are TikTok stars that we don't know
exist. We don't know.
But they're there. And so maybe those are the people. But based on all the recent, I mean, very, very new studies, right? TikTok is not old, but they're still predominantly white TikTok stars, right?
Yeah.
They get, like, there is something about the algorithm that pushes that type of content. Mm-hmm. There's also pay inequity, pay disparities on social media. And so it's probably still like a certain type of person that's a TikTok star.
That everybody knows.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's fascinating because I have cousins who are younger. And so what I've noticed is like where I would have maybe as a kid been a big fan of like a character,
right?
A book series,
yep.
Something. And if I had any merch of any kind, or maybe like a singer, right? Mm-hmm. Or a girl group, like it was like entertainers who were professional entertainers who were putting out these like works through studios or albums, like, you know, like it's, we all knew who they were and we were all tuning in.
Right.
And so what's interesting is that like for my cousins, their merch and stuff is like YouTube stars.
Mm, interesting.
YouTubers, yeah. You know, TikTokers, which is not bad. It's just so vastly different.
Right.
And because it's vastly different, then for me, that has to mean that the relationship is different. Like the impact is different.
It's the
content is different.
Relationship. Right? Because you feel like you know them. Whereas for us, we knew we didn't know Beyonce. Like
we knew that.
We did not know Destiny's Child.
No.
Like everything we saw was filtered through interviews that was on public TV, MTV, right?
They were working.
They gave us, there was a limit as to what we knew, right?
Totally.
Whew.
Yeah.
I
think there's also a greater likelihood that if your idols and the people you grow up with are influencers and like regulars, like there's probably a greater chance that like they're going to disappoint you. Mm-hmm. Right. Or they can't deliver in some ways.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't know. It's just I feel like this is a whole extended thing that we can continue to dive into.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we're definitely going to keep tracking the feminist movement and what it looks like now. I mean, is there a collective movement? There are in some ways, right? I'm not going to say they don't exist because they definitely do. But yeah, I think that especially the way it shows up in the digital space is something that we're going to continue to track.
Yeah.
There's like OGs, right? Like Latina Rebels, Prisca, Dorcas, Mojica Rodriguez, Mickey Kendall, Bad Dominicana, Ashley Marie Preston. There's so many. And the list goes on. Like, listen to any past episode.
Mm-hmm.
Us.
You know, if that hasn't been clear.
Yeah.
We're feminists and we like the title and we keep it.
This is a feminist podcast.
It is. It always has been.
Even though we're not included in this list, I don't know why.
Very sad bitch media folded. I will say they never wrote
about
us.
They never profiled us.
They never profiled us.
That was like on my vision board for years. Like I really want, because to me that was like a signal.
Yes.
You know, not to say that we're not doing amazing things, but in the feminist space, like, I wanted us to be recognized in that way.
Yeah.
We were featured in Autostraddle once, which was really exciting for me.
Yeah.
Queer publication.
Very queer publication. We've gotten a lot of really fabulous press, but we have noticed that the press tends to veer more on the side of, like, Latino, Latinx. Mm-hmm. And the women's stuff is not so much, they're not knocking on our door as much, which is just a fascinating observation.
Yeah. Well, this was a lot to unpack, and we will continue to do so in upcoming episodes. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Locatora Radio.
Besitos.
Locatora Radio is a production of Locatora Productions in partnership with iHeart's My Cultura Podcast Network.
For more podcasts, listen to the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Besitos. Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela.
Hosted by Mala Muñoz
and Diosa Fem.
Take us to your network.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, from Wonder Media Network, I'm Jenny Kaplan, host of Womanica, a daily podcast that introduces you to the fascinating lives of women history has forgotten. We've always been intrigued by stories of disappearances, whether it's a fraudster from the 17th century who kept evading the authorities, or a novelist who taunted the Nazis and faked her own death. We all want to know, what happened next? To find out, listen to Womanica on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.